This week on Crime World.
There was a Republican police from 1920. I mean, the IRA was effectively trying to run an underground government. And actually, there was a crime wave. 1919, 1920, there's a wave of bank robberies, post office robberies, robberies of individuals, robberies of pubs in Dublin and in rural areas as well. So the IRA tried to actually clamp down on that. They, on occasion, solving bank robberies and giving the money back to the banks. Now,
I'm Nicola Tallant, and you can listen to my podcast, Crime World, wherever you get your podcasts.
Seachtain, an Indo as Gaeilge.
Lower and Bansheerna Donald Donaldson Lish and Ifigaction at near Lower Jeffrey the Dinnerby.
Ni Heg will in policy Seachtain, Ian Rodayanu and Avira Lestad occur Lish and Abadge Bogashoot.
Skilty, Fis, Turmi.
Ni Mujigiri in drama Honyal Ama, Ta Mujigiri Mujhein Honyal Lestad.
Seachtain, find us on all the usual podcast platforms.
On this week's Big Tech Show, when you travel, how do you avoid getting completely ripped off on roaming charges outside of Europe? And what are some of the travel hacks you should know about that aren't included in the tech you buy? We give you all the tips you need to know.
On top of my list, Adrian, is my noise-cancelling headphones. When I put them on, I love that it just goes boom, and you're in this kind of sonic bubble and you can't hear the baby and you can't hear that weird frequency of the aircon on the airplane.
The Big Tech Show. Available on all podcast platforms.
Today on an Indo Daily Extra, the efforts to save Toy Show the Musical at all costs. Panto season might be over, but the theatrics at RTE seem never ending. The latest report into mismanagement at the broadcaster has found more money wasted on their attempt at a Christmas stage show. Toy Show the Musical has already been declared dead by the new RTE boss Kevin Backhurst, but today's report by Grant Thornton suggests it should have been buried before it even got off the ground. I'm Kevin Doyle, and today on an Indo Daily Extra, I'm joined by Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, to explain the latest revelations. Fionnán, a new year, a new report from RTE about Toy Show the Musical. What do we learn today that we didn't previously know?
So, largely speaking, this report goes into extensive detail on the level of sanction, approval, scrutiny, risk assessment and stress testing of this project and the lack of therein. So what we largely learn is that, you know, this musical was decided upon to proceed, and doesn't really seem to be in any checks and balances. The concerns being raised about the project were things such as, you know, potential damage to the late Toy Show brand, which was a really, you know, it's a big part of the RTE infrastructure. The potential that COVID-19 might have some impact. There was some discussion around, well, you know, a lot of musicals fail, and is there a possibility here? But in terms of the facts, the figures and so on, the lack of approval by the RTE board comes shining through, that they neither asked nor gave approval to this project as it flew along. And then there's all sorts of what is now becoming the usual moving of money around in RTE. People will be familiar with barter accounts and flip-flops and rogue invoices and so on. And we have a bit of that going on here. So basically, this report has turned up 75 grand's worth of phantom sponsorship money. So basically, the board was told this time last year, Toy Show the Musical brought in 120 grand's worth of sponsorship. And when that was interrogated by this report, it actually turns out, it was 45 grand's worth of sponsorship. There was 75,000 taken from an account in RTE for revenue from TV advertisements and moved into sponsorship for the Toy Show the Musical for no apparent reason, really, and outside any of any normal accountancy rules. And this seemed to happen in January 2023, when the losses from Toy Show the Musical were becoming apparent, and this figure was presented. No names are mentioned around who was responsible for this or anything like that, but it's just a prime example of what was going on.
We already know from previous reports and Oireachtas hearings that the losses from Toy Show the Musical came to around 2.2 million.
Mm.
After today, that's kind of closer to 2.3 million.
Yeah.
And what this report now lays out is how we got there.
We're now at 2.27 million. So we're at, you know, we're rounded up to 2.3 million now. And basically that's saying there was another 69-70 grand worth of preparatory costs for Toy Show the Musical that were never included here. That should have been, this dates back to 2021 when the project was still in preparatory stage. And basically it's saying, look, those costs should have been approved. So that has now jacked up the costs and as a result, the losses.
Well, will you talk me through how this came from infancy to the point where it ended up on a stage in the convention centre with so few people looking at it? Where did the idea come from and how did the funds for that start to flow?
Yeah, so RTE were looking to do other projects beyond your kind of run-of-the-mill TV and radio shows. And they were looking to go into kind of the commercial event space to a greater degree. And they dipped their toe in the water with a few projects. This came along because basically they saw the Toy Show as a huge brand. It's you know, most watched show of the year. Big audience, both adults and children alike. So they proceeded down this route of, can we do something around the Toy Show that would be separate to the Late Late Toy Show? And ultimately out of that, Toy Show, the musical involved. And from there, it basically got various different levels of approval in terms of proceeding along. You saw that from a very early stage, the Convention Centre in Dublin was penciled in as the venue. And that's a big part of
this.
Did
they ever consider somewhere smaller? There's lots of smaller venues.
The only mention of any other venue is that there was a workshop in the National Stadium, which is the boxing venue up on the...
But that's where Sammy Sausages is every Christmas.
South Road. Yeah. And there is no mention there that it was ever intended, indeed, that Toy Show the Musical would take place anywhere else. There just happened to be a workshop, presumably because there's space above in the National Stadium. This is difficult territory. You do have a captive audience in terms of children love going to musical at Christmas, and that was the advantage. The disadvantage was it can be difficult to get these things up off the ground. There's a lot of failures in this sector.
And they knew that. That's acknowledged in the report.
It's acknowledged, but the extent of the potential losses didn't really seem to come under the necessary scrutiny, and that's where the difficulties arise here. And therein, you'd have to say, the tacit approval from the board is an important part of the narrative here, in that what is being portrayed by the board is that basically this was a fait accompli from management. They proceeded along. They kept presenting different sets of figures. One set of figures was going to the management committee. One was going to the board. A more generous version was going to the board. And meanwhile, the board were also being told along the way that everything was going well. They should be going down this route to proceed along with it. And even when it was launched, they were being told that tickets were going well. But actually, we're seeing now that in the background, there were staff members starting to raise concerns at that point. Because once you launch a show, as we know, look, from debates around the likes of Taylor Swift and so on, once tickets go on sale, that there's a build-up around particular events, and some events sell out and some events sell a good, strong number of tickets. It's very often not closer to the event when poor people buy their tickets. And what was being noticed in relation to this event was that when it was launched in April of 2022, that ticket sales seemed to be good, but they weren't fantastic, and they weren't to the extent that matched the hype that RTE was putting in around it. And there is a staff member who was interviewed by this investigation who says they did raise the prospect of, do we need to pull this show? And did RTE doesn't do that. They don't do that. What they do is they start reducing the number of shows that they are putting on. That has a knock-on effect in terms of their ability to break even here, because it is envisaged that they will need around about 50 shows selling very well, 75%, 80% of the tickets sold on all of these shows in order to break even. And when you're only putting on 35 shows and those are not selling very well, then there is trouble here. So the answer back about should we pull the show is, we're gone past that
we're
point.
Too far.
We're too far.
It's too big to fail, yeah, if you like, at that point. The classic.
So there was, you know, things ploughed on, and as a result, then we end up with these massive losses, which really only started coming to light after the event.
So talk to me, one of the big takeaways in this, and we have a statement from Sheen Urahla, the new chair of the RTÉ board. She wasn't there at the time, but the board does come in for particular criticism in this because, as you said at the top, they never signed off on this. They never really seemed to ask too many questions about it, despite the huge financial investment that was taking place here and the huge brand risk that was identified.
Yeah, this is the great dispute now amongst the board members, saying it was a fait accompli. We weren't given the full picture by our team in management. A formal decision was never brought to the table. And there are anomalies between what the board was being told and what was becoming a bit more apparent at the management level. So you do have this contradiction now, where you're basically seeing this report clearly sets out a range of governance failures by the board of RTÉ. Five of the members of the board who were there at that time are still there now. The chair of the board is basically acknowledging the failures by the RTÉ board in terms of their level of scrutiny of this project, and basically saying, well, listen, lessons are being learned now, and we'll make sure that these things don't happen again. For example, you know, projects of that size, the rule book at the time basically said something this big has to go to the board to be formally approved.
And there were presentations to the board.
There were presentations to the board. There were documents circulated. It did come up at a number of board meetings. But the Grant Thornton, which carried out this investigation, does rely heavily upon the board, the minutes that the board compiled of their own meetings. And in those minutes, you can clearly see there wasn't scrutiny going on of this. And quite the contrary, the board was welcoming this project. There was vague discussions around, reports that the tickets were going well, the launch had gone well. Dee Forbes, the then director general, is congratulated by a member of the board about this project. So you have a whole host of failings on the board part, where the board are now basically saying, well, you know, we weren't told what was going on and no decision came to us.
Her statement, Sheen Urahla accepts the full findings of the report. She says that all sorts of things have changed since the entire RTÉ scandal broke. There's now proper risk assessment. There's now better management around money and all the rest of it. She stays away from getting too critical on individuals or any of that. But the politics of this, Fionnán, those board members who are still there, do we think the politicians will accept that they've learned their lesson?
So the first reaction to the actual report being published came from Fine Gael, the party of the Taoiseach, which basically said the minister needs to consider positions of remaining RTÉ board members over Taoiseach musical fiasco.
The minister being Catherine Martin, Minister of the Green Party, of course.
So that's basically, that's from Alan Dillon of Fine Gael TD, who was a starring member of the Oireachtas committees last summer. So they're basically, that's Fine Gael putting pressure now on Catherine Martin to basically say, listen, you need to do something here, because you have a report that's basically saying there were failures by the board. You have the board saying there were failures by the board, but they were the people who committed these failures in the first place. And that's why I think questions will now arise about what exactly were the board doing here when all of this was going on.
I'm going to break the fourth wall a little bit here, Fionnán, and I suppose tell you some of the stuff that goes on behind the scenes that you wouldn't even have been aware of was happening at the time, because in the Irish Independent, we were doing a lot of reporting in 2022 on Taoiseach the musical. We knew there was problems there. We knew from talking to people that there was rows behind the scenes. We knew the ticket sales were disastrous, even though RTÉ repeatedly denied that. Ellen Coyne, Kirsty Blake Knox, among others, did a lot of reporting on it. And we got a lot of flack from RTÉ over our reporting on that, basically saying, why have you got it in for us, for this musical? What's your problem? It actually amounted to a point in the week before Christmas of 2022 where we accepted a op-ed from Dee Forbes, who I note was unable to participate in this investigation with Grant Thornton. She reportedly too unwell to take part or to even answer written questions. The headline in that piece ended up being, RTÉ is very proud of Toy Show the Musical, and it has not distracted from our radio and television work. And the piece basically details how amazing the musical is. And this is at the point where they must have known that it was a flop and a total failure, even though we couldn't prove it. We were scratching at the surface of a big problem here. They were sticking with it. Other things that stood out to me at that time was we got complaints, for example, when we used Ryan Tuberty's picture with negative stories around Toy Show the Musical because he didn't want to be associated with it. So there was all these things happening in the background that now, when you read this report, you go, why didn't somebody shout stop? They must have known how deep these problems were at that point.
Yeah, so the self-professed toy man was never linked to the show. He was just not involved from the off. There was references to it on the Late Late Show itself, but nothing major that you'd say this is fully endorsed by Ryan Tuberty. So unlike previous events that come across the table of the RTÉ board, they cannot blame Ryan Tuberty for this one. It's curious that basically this was all rumbled effectively when it came to last summer and the payment scandals within RTÉ, and the Oireachtas committees were asking, well, what's the story here? What's happening with Toy Show the Musical? Because there were all sorts of other issues started coming out of the woodwork. And the initial answer they got from the RTÉ board was, oh, well, there's commercial sensitivities and people involved and sponsors and so on, so we mightn't be able to give you much detail. That didn't last too long. The RTÉ board, the board and the executive were back the following week, basically admitting that it had lost 2.2 million, now 2.3 million. And even at that point, the response of management was, well, we're very proud of this project, which didn't get a good reception from the members of the Oireachtas committees. And we now know that, we didn't know at the time, but minutes of board meetings that have come out subsequently do show that there was discussions at the board level last summer, just before that presentation to an Oireachtas committee, where basically the RTÉ chair pointed to the failures by the board members at the time. So there has been knowledge at RTÉ board level that they had not done their job adequately, effectively, since last summer. And you could cast your mind back even before that. They were not asking the pertinent questions that they were supposed to be doing as watchdogs and representatives of the minister, the licence fee payer and the taxpayer.
Finally, Fionnán, we know, or we expect, that in the next few days we're going to get the top 10 payment list for the stars for 2022. Always another headline-grabbing moment for RTÉ. What reports are left for us to receive now on this whole scandal?
Yeah, so the top 10 will come in the coming days. That'll be for 2022. Ryan Tuberty will be top of the list, as we now know. There'll be an extra 75 grand on top there, for reflecting that famous Renault deal on the side of his contract. So that'll be interesting just to see, because we kind of know what the figures will be. So he'll still be at number one for the last time on that table. Then we are expecting the goodbye money report. This was into a redundancy program that RTÉ had, and severance packages that were agreed, particularly for senior executives, which seemed to be extremely generous, and also were in a position where their roles were not actually being made redundant. They had to be replaced. So there was no saving at all, really, for the organization. We're waiting for that one. And then we are awaiting a number of reports commissioned by the Minister for the Media, Catherine Martin, into the governance and organizational structures within RTÉ. That will tie in with this, because it will basically be able to point to this Toy Show the Musical fiasco and say, aha, this is why you need to have proper corporate governance and Chinese walls in place to ensure that everybody knows what their role is, and there can't be a situation where decisions are being taken without the board of the organisation being kept informed. So that is the difficulty with RTÉ up until now, was that there was effectively two boards. There was a management board and there was a board of directors, and it was unclear whose responsibility was what and where information would flow and how decisions would emerge from this. So that one presumes will all be dealt with. There's also a range of corporate and financial issues within RTE that are still being looked at. So we're still unclear about the full picture here. And as we saw today, significant things can emerge over the course of investigations, and we're certainly still in that phase with RTE. So it's another bad day for the organisation.
And far from the end. Fionn An Sheehan, thank you very much. This episode of The Indo Daily was produced by Garrett Mulhall, research by Dave Hanratty, with sound by John Smith. If you enjoy The Indo Daily, don't forget to like, follow and leave us a review.
Remember, you can stay up to date on the latest news with the Irish Independent WhatsApp channel.